Hi, I'm Deborah Solomon. Today I am at the Matisse exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art, the fabulous Matisse exhibit that you will be hearing a lot about this fall. It will be the fall of Henri Matisse. It's a magnificent show. It consists of his late cutouts, the works he did after he became ill, and it was already shown at the Tate London, where it was said to be the most popular show in the museum's history.
So explain what the cutouts are, yeah. Deborah. Basically, Matisse was painting and cutting pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. What exactly was he doing?
The cutouts are made from an amazingly simple repertoire of materials. He started with sheets of paper, which he painted with gouache paint, okay? Instead of using colored construction paper like most of us would if we were making cutouts, he actually painted his own paper. He had oversized scissors, I believe they were tailor's scissors, and glue. The process is so simple that part of the charm of these works is we can imagine him doing it. You could see him sitting at his table cutting out shapes. There's nothing mysterious about the process, and everyone will be tempted to go home and do their own cutouts.
They're so simple. What is so special about them?
Because you really feel like you look at them and you think, color seems to be liberated from form. If you could imagine a room dancing with color, this is what it would look like. The forms are mostly abstract, but they're also very rooted in the real world. There is a lot of human imagery in these, but at the same time, they really are about letting color dance, liberating color from line and form. And the color contrasts are just so beautiful. If geometry and if color could fly, this is what it would look like. The work is also very openly emotional, which is another one of its appeals. I was surprised to notice how many hearts, red hearts, he cut out and included in the imagery.
This happened while he was sick. It's right. Like the end of his life. He's dying. And this work, it's very time-consuming and labor-intensive. There's a lot of reports from his assistant at the time on how tired she was about just trying to do these things over and over again and reach like what he was looking for.
Well, once again, what looks simple never is, which is why if we try to make cutouts at home, they probably will not have the grandeur of these. But he had stomach surgery in 1940, and as a result, he really had to spend the rest of his life in bed and in his wheelchair. And the fact that he was able to conceive of a new medium, basically, that suited him physically and create these masterworks is one of the really inspiring stories in art. If we're looking at great late periods, no artist's late work is any better than this, certainly. He actually invented something new and something dazzling as he lay dying.
The first time in 20 years that we're seeing the swimming pool in one room took 5 years to restore. What do you make of the results?
Well, the museum acquired it in the 70s, and it's great that it's here. MoMA has an amazing collection of works by Matisse. The swimming pool is certainly one of the most dramatic. It's a room-size cutout in which he made for his own studio because he wanted to see swimmers as he lay in bed towards the end of his life. And it's interesting that MoMA let it languish so long for 20 years without repairing it. I think that indicates the degree to which they're trying to get away from Picasso after all these years and focus on Matisse, because for a long time this museum really seemed to be the Picasso museum. They did so many major shows of Picasso, but we've never had a show before devoted exclusively to Matisse's late works, and I think the show does him justice, and it will be an enormous crowd pleaser.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Giselle.